Lieutenant Ben Ekela with us, Michigan State Police. Your agency is going to be quite busy here, and I'm wondering, with the storm that has started in parts of the UP, how are things doing?
Yeah, so with the with this significant winter storm that's going to be hitting or already is underway, especially for our western UP, and then as the rain transitions to snow throughout the entire UP, yeah, we expect to be busy with just traffic. It's a huge travel day for many people with Thanksgiving. So with the weather and the increase in traffic, we definitely expect to be busy.
So what are some, you know, we always try to give some safety advice. Of course, a lot of people, yeah, I know how to drive. I'm a Uper. I'm strong and whatnot. But what are some things that, you know, this is the really the first real, real big one, and it comes on a really busy time. What do you suggest to people?
What we would definitely suggest is to plan ahead. Plan that it's going to take you, you know, an extra amount of time to get to your destination, whether that be, you know, you're traveling across the UP or maybe just running a quick errand. You really need to plan ahead and take it slow. You know, by going slow and increasing the following distance between yourself and the car in front of you, that'll give you extra time to react. You know, if people are stopping or doing unexpected things ahead of you, because, you know, this snow, especially the wet, heavy snow, is very tough to travel in. So that's where we definitely encourage people, slow down, take your time, expect it's going to take you a little extra to get to where you're going, and make sure, you know, avoid distractions and just be alert and attentive as you're driving today.
At what point do you suggest to people to just don't go anywhere? I know we've got a blizzard warning, for example, in Marquette and Alger counties.
Yeah, that's definitely something, you know, we would encourage, if you don't, you know, if the conditions are getting pretty severe in your area, that, you know, you make that decision, do I really need to be going out on the roads? You know, we understand that people have travel plans, especially with the Thanksgiving holiday. You know, so we would just really encourage people to use common sense, and if the conditions are really bad in your area, you know, stay home if you can.
And the last question is, what criteria do you use when it comes to 28 between Munising and Harvey?
So coming off the lake shore there with Lake Superior, that's a common area that can get really windblown, significant drifting. And, you know, we just judge that on a, you know, on the ground evaluation, as far as if we were going to temporarily, you know, make any closures or anything like that. You know, if the road is impassable and, you know, it's a complete whiteout, those aren't safe conditions. And, you know, that's where in the past we have, you know, temporarily closed M28 down. You know, we don't have any current closures, and hopefully it won't come to that. But, you know, we just want to keep everyone safe, and, you know, it's people's safety that we have to keep in mind. So that's something we will continue to monitor and evaluate as this storm proceeds.